Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Getting you set for the biggest game since Super Bowl 50. Sunday night showdown between the Broncos and Chiefs at Arrowhead.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Hump day?
Oh, yes, it is. All downhill from here. These 5-day work weeks are hard to get back used to, aren't they, Mark?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not on a 5-day work week.
There you are.
Oh, yeah. There
is. You're like a 7-day work week.
Yeah.
During the football season, you do not stop.
That's right.
You're like a Terminator.
I am like the Terminator. I'll take the
You're
45.
Close. Give them to me.
I'll take
now.
The 45 long slide with the laser sight. The ooze plasma rifle in the 40-watt range. Yeah, I don't.
You don't
right.
stop.
I don't. Yeah, you know what? I get on a plane just calling a game and you would think, you know, you're just going to kick your feet up, maybe watch a movie. Relax. Nothing to do. You know what I would? You know what I did? Watched Arizona-Seattle on the plane. The broadcast of Arizona-Seattle. Because I wanted to see, because I got the Cardinals this week. Cards. So I started grinding on Sunday night right after I called the game. You're right, I don't stop. I'm the Terminator. I took the grandkids to see Santa Claus with my wife last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that?
My granddaughters loved
Isn't
it.
Isn't that the best?
My grandson screamed his head off.
Oh, yeah.
He does not trust fat guys with beards. It's a Schlereth family trait. Don't ever trust a fat guy with a beard. Goatee? Fat guy with a goatee, me? You can trust me. Full beard? Be leery.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Oh, those are fun. You're right. Either your kid just totally loves it, or he or she is just petrified.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, I got that kid.
Yeah, little Zane was screaming.
Great.
Screaming.
I got that kid. I got the kid who's afraid of Santa Claus. I got the kid that's afraid of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Come on, kids. Suck it up.
I wish the kids would grow up being afraid of prisons.
Whoa.
Scared to death of those things.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't have to get them anything.
That's true.
If they were scared of them.
That's right. All right. We are off and rolling on a Wednesday and... You know, they say that the first step in fixing your problem is admitting you have a problem. And boy, the Broncos have a Chiefs problem. Let's just get it out there. They have a Chiefs problem. They have had a Chiefs problem 11 straight times. Went back and looked at the 11-game losing streak.
Uh-oh.
Yep. It was painful.
Lay it on me.
Do you remember how it started?
It was that game.
Remember that game?
They had the lead with Benny Fowler scored a touchdown, and then the Chiefs came back at the very end of the, I think, overtime. Was that it?
Close.
Okay.
That was the next game. That was loss number two.
Oh, that
in
was
a row.
The dew. Okay. That number was 2016.
Number one, actually, the streak started in the Super Bowl year.
In 2015.
Really?
Yep. The last game. Well, wouldn't it give it to me?
It was the game that signaled the bottoming out of Peyton Manning and necessitated shutting him down.
Oh.
They lost 29-13. That was the game Peyton went 5 of 20 for 35 yards and 4 interceptions. He couldn't throw the football, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
He had almost as many interceptions as completions.
Well, 9 times in that game out of 20, the ball didn't touch the ground. That's almost
50%. It's almost a 50% rate, yeah.
Yeah, almost 50% completion rate. So, you got that going for you.
So that's how it started. Little do we know. Started in the Super Bowl year.
It's been that long.
Yep.
And they haven't beaten the Chiefs since.
Nope. 11 straight losses. The average, they've been outscored in those games, 323-180. That means it's an average score of 29-16. So not only have they lost 11 in a row, they've been basically beaten by two touchdowns. And it's actually, it was five of the 11 games have been decided by a touchdown or less. But many of those were early on in this streak. Lately, it's been a bit ugly. Last year, they lost 22-16, but before that, 43-16, 23-3, 30-6. 2019 was especially bad. That was the year they lost 30-6. That was the Matt Moore game. That was the Thursday night game where Troy Aikman got so upset because he had been fed a bunch of jive about the offense, and they went out and were so bad that he had had enough, and early in the third quarter, he said, this might be the worst offensive showing I've ever seen. He'd seen enough. He'd had enough.
He had had enough.
I've had enough of your lies, people.
You duped me. I fell for your charade.
Yes.
And now you will feel my wrath.
Oh.
That's right. I remember that. I remember just the tone of Troy's voice.
Honestly, it's as ticked off as I've ever heard him.
Yeah.
In a broadcast.
He was not happy.
And then the next game that year, they lost 23-3. That was in the snow at Arrowhead with Drew Lock playing.
And those are both Vic Fangio.
Correct.
First one was it Flacco? First game?
Yep.
We lost to Matt Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Mahomes got hurt?
Mahomes hurt his knee or something.
Yep.
On like a goal line sneak. The first quarter or something, and then Matt Moore came in.
Still hung
30 on us.
Some other highlights or lowlights of the streak.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get out there. Let's just get out there. Let's bask in the pain and the agony.
Know what you're facing.
Exactly.
Know what the history is.
So everybody remembers the game where Patrick Mahomes made his debut, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember? He made his debut last game of the season. Chiefs, I think it wrapped up their position.
2017.
You know who the Broncos quarterback was in that game?
No. Oh. No.
It was Paxton Lynch.
It was Paxton Lynch.
And in that game, they lost 27-24. Paxton, 21 of 31 for 254 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions.
What could have been?
No, we won't see him here. But it signaled that was the end for him, though. Because Case Keenum showed up the next year.
Keenum, there's the interception.
And you think about I'll tell you what, we'll get more into this. Some interesting little numbers and trends that have developed during the course of this 11-game streak against Kansas City that the Broncos are hoping to end. And let me throw this question out to the texters, the outstanding 6 a.m. texters. For you to feel good, do they have to beat the Chiefs on Sunday? Or can you feel good about a close loss? Well, what has to happen on Sunday for you to feel like the gap is closing between the Broncos and the Chiefs and that this late season push that we're all hoping for can happen? 303-713-1043 on the RamosLaw.com text line. That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com.
All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. Got the Morning Brew coming up at 6:30. Never too early to send in your questions for Question Mark at 8 o'clock. Just put hashtag Question Mark or Hash Brown Center to the internet and go right to the front of the line. So as we get set for Sunday's big showdown, it's important to talk about how we got here. It's been 11 straight losses to the Kansas City Chiefs. 11 straight losses. And for those of you who don't remember, this is how it all began.
November 15th, 2015. On a day at Mile High when Peyton Manning became the NFL's all-time leading passer.
Manning throwing outside. That is complete to Hillman out of bounds at the 22-yard line. That is a four-yard pickup and a brand-new record. 71,800. And 40 yards.
Manning also found himself pulled with a 0.0 passer rate.
Manning on second and 10, and this pass is intercepted. Sean Smith down at about midfield. And once again, Manning is picked.
While the Broncos rallied after the loss to win a Super Bowl championship, who would have known this game would kick off an 11-game losing streak to the Kansas City Chiefs? Does the streak end Sunday night? It's the biggest game since Super Bowl 50. Broncos, Chiefs, Arrowhead, this Sunday.
All right, we'll have more of these vignettes throughout the course of the day, throughout the course of the morning. But yeah, boy, Peyton knew he was really struggling at that time. So when he did set the record, God, he looked so uncomfortable. Remember that? The look on his face was like, I am playing so badly to be setting an all-time record right now.
All-time record. What was the all-time record he set?
Career
passing yards at that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was struggling. There's no question.
But
you felt bad for him, too, because it was just,
sure.
It looked painful.
But it was... it was the bottoming out that was necessary because it allowed him to just shut it down. Brock Osweiler came in. Osweiler did an amazing job. Never forget, folks, you don't win a Super Bowl without Brock Osweiler.
Ball security is job security.
Amen, brother.
Yes. Yeah, he was. It was the halcyon days of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You forget the defense was so outstanding. You forget how bad the offense was
God,
for
the
a while.
So bad. But that year defensively, I've never seen a defense be able to deliver on command like that defense could.
Right.
Like you'd be watching a game be like, boy, they really could use a sack here. Boom, sack.
Oh, need a turnover.
Need a turnover here. Boom, turnover.
Yeah.
I think there was an overtime game against Cleveland where they kept turning the ball over and Cleveland kept getting the ball in position to, like, kick the game-winning, game-clinching field goal, and Broncos would get a sack and push them back, and
right.
They'd end up having a punt. It was amazing. I never seen whether it was us. Boy, they could really use an interception here. Fumble return. Not only a fumble, but a fumble recovery and return for a touchdown. They did it all that year, seemingly on command. So that's how it started. But I was looking at the streak, the 11 games, trying to find some trends to help explain what happened. And how about this one? In 11 of those games, the Broncos lost the turnover battle in 9 of them.
That'll cost you a game.
In those collective 11 games, the Broncos turnover margin, what do you think it is? 11 games.
11
losses.
Games.
What do you think it is?
I'm going to say minus, well, if it's one per game, it'd be 11, and there was a couple games where they didn't lose. I'm going to say minus 9.
Minus 18.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
In those 11 losses, they lost a turnover battle in 9 of them, collectively a minus 18. They had one game where they won the turnover margin plus 1, and there was another game where it was even. Other than that, they lost them, 9 of them.
8, that's minus 2 per...
Uh-oh. Watch out, Math. Math, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Yeah, Math.
Yesterday.
He's back with a vengeance, Math.
Yesterday, I had Math and a full Nelson.
You gave him the Saturday night ride.
That's
right into some broken ribs.
That's right. Slammed him on the mat and
that's
broke
right.
Math's ribs.
Stop. Math.
Now Math is coming back with the...
Math is fighting back.
Please stop.
Math got in our cycle. Math spent some time in the gym in the off season. I need Math drug tested right now.
Yes. So
18 in 11 is almost, it's over a turnover and a half.
Yeah, there you
difference.
Go.
How about
there
that?
There you go. Well, I was trying to do it all, and there's just too many. There's just too many variables.
Ah, there you go.
There's too many variables.
X, Y.
Yeah, there's X, know. Y. There's a Z in there.
Sure.
Maybe an A and a B.
Mm-hmm.
It's algebra.
Way think too. About that, though. You can't, if there's one stat that has, no matter how much the game has evolved over the years, if there's one stat that has stayed consistent, you want to look at the teams that typically win year after year, look at the turnover margin.
Sure.
It's one of the automatic tells in football.
Absolutely. You turn the ball over, you lose a turnover margin, and it's the number one indicator of who wins and who loses. That's why when you turn it over three times and you come up with a victory, it's one of those that you know how good we are if we can turn it over three times and still come up with a victory? Or if you turn a team over three or four times, like I had a game last week where the Giants turned the Eagles over four times and still should have lost the game, scored 13 points. How do you get four turnovers and score 13 points? I mean, that's pathetic. Call up Pat Shermer. He'll have the answer. That's right. Cheap shot. That was a cheap shot, man.
But you know,
Benny,
what?
That was a cheap shot.
Sometimes there's not much scoring in the first half of the game.
Suddenly, I look at Pat Shermer in a whole different way after that Drew Lock debacle the other day. There really is something to the idea of practicing throwing incompletions. We laughed. We guffawed. We chortled.
Right.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Maybe if he had been paying attention that day in class, he would have thrown the pick the other day.
On the incompletion class? Right. You're right.
Shermer tried to do the right thing. Hey, there are times you need to throw an incompletion. Let's practice it.
Right.
And that day, Drew was like,
you think he sat him on the bench and said, hey, remember in July when we were practicing throwing incompletions? Do you remember that day? That should have been forefront in your mind.
Instead of sleeping in the back of the class, maybe you should have been paying attention.
That's right.
Maybe then you wouldn't have thrown an interception that maybe effectively ended your Bronco career. Okay, Morning Brew is coming up next. As the Broncos begin Kansas City week, what should we expect? Nuggets and Avs both in action. And is there anything to the rumors that the Rockies are really interested in Chris Bryant? Really? The Rockies? They're going to make that happen? That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers, stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, I treat them all the same. They're all huge to me, you know. Obviously, playing a team that is talented as they are, that's done what they've done the last 3-4 years with all the games they've won, it's a huge challenge. And one that we will accept and try and go up there and get a W. But every NFL game is a game that I cherish.
Well, for the 12th straight time, the Broncos and Vic Fangio will take aim at the Kansas City Chiefs with the goal of trying to beat them. Something they haven't done for the last 11 meetings. Mark, as you look ahead to this matchup, just kind of a general overview. The Broncos will have to do what in order to win this game?
They're going to have to shut down Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And how do you do that? Especially come the red zone. Who's your matchup guy? You know, I watched the Giants play them. Keep two safeties over the top, played them fairly conservative, make them throw it underneath, and matched up James Bradbury on Travis Kelce, man-to-man. So put the corner on the tight end, and then they try to double-team Tyreek Hill, you know, kind of in and out bracket, out of, you know, low and high kind of trail and somebody over the top. And they limited them to, I don't know, 20, 23 points, something of that nature. In that game. So they did a pretty good job of limiting their big time production from those two guys, those two cats. So you're going to have to shut down those two guys, and you know, and hopefully you can keep them down into the 20s and give yourself a shot. Next on the Morning Brew.
Now brought up by Landeskog. In comes Landeskog for Soderberg. Straight to the shoot.
Good old reliable Benny there.
Yes.
With the highlight. The Avalanche, back at it. They're on the road. Both the Nuggets and Avs on the road this week. Nuggets in Orlando.
Nikola Jokic fresh off smacking down the Heat and then going out and partying in South Beach with his brothers.
Yeah.
It was at a nightclub in which they played the Serbian national anthem.
Saw it.
Good for them. He tried to dance to it. Nikola Jokic. Wonderful basketball player. Suffers the same affliction guys like you and I suffer when it comes to dancing.
Whoa, don't lump me in.
Oh, really?
Don't lump me in.
Oh, you got some moves? Oh, really?
Oh.
What do you do? The lawnmower?
What do I do?
The sprinkler? What do you do?
The sprinkler head. I got them all. I go, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll electric slide on your ass. Ain't no question. Yeah. I'm electric slide chairing right now.
You can't see it.
Sure. Who doesn't?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So the Nuggets taking on Orlando. Avalanche start off a Canadian swing.
Oh, hey.
As they take on Toronto.
Toronto.
I know the players love these Canadian swings. You know, so many of them are Canadian, so many memories, oh. So many... family members, Toronto tonight, Montreal tomorrow, Ottawa on Saturday.
You suppose when they go on the Canadian swings, the accents just get really loose?
Oh, you know they get thick.
You know they're a booting everything. Right? Boot this, a boot that. Against organizations. I mean, it's just like, it's like a whole nother language.
They're when on they the get bus, me. You know, and...
Mm.
Player leans over the back of the seat. What are you guys talking about? That kind of thing?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Who are we going up against tonight?
Yeah.
Right? That kind of thing?
Yes,
comes,
exactly.
It comes thicker, huh?
Oh, you know it does. You know it
it's
does.
Like when I'm back east with the Treehouse
game. Oh, exactly.
You know, it comes out a little bit more. You know
this
what I mean?
Force Atlantis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Next on the Morning Brew. So, this is the fun time in the offseason in baseball. By the way, enjoy it because the work stoppage is scheduled to begin tomorrow. There's a very good chance we could have a lockout in baseball.
They didn't get a contract done. They didn't get a new collective bargaining agreement done. Or they just been kind of going year by year based on COVID.
Isn't it hilarious? Major League Baseball teams have literally been handing out hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts the last week. And we're going to have a work stoppage over the economics of baseball.
Right. We just don't have any money.
We just don't have any money. Unbelievable. But it's a fun time for deals. It's a fun time for speculation, rumors. What do you make? Do you think there's anything to the idea of the Rockies being interested in a former Cub, spend his time with San Francisco, Chris Bryant?
Oh, do I think there's truth to the rumor that he'd be interested in him?
Well, wait a minute now. They were interested in bringing back Matt Holliday and then purposely offered him a deal that right. sounded good to Rocky fans. Wow, he turned that amount of money down, but doing so full well, knowing that he was going to get millions more right. on the open market. So is this, we're interested in Chris Bryant, or we're interested in Chris Bryant to the point that we will go to whatever it takes to close the deal for Chris Bryant?
Well, they were interested in John Gray.
Uh-huh.
And then they offered him that $18 million qualifier. Oh, wait. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, they're interested. They're not interested at market value. Is the other thing you have to ask yourself, is Chris Bryant interested in the Rockies? There's a difference between being interested in a team that you know you'll take a hometown discount or you'll take a little bit of a discount to go to because you know you have a chance to win a championship. If you're going to sign a free agent here, don't you have to pay him more than market value?
Well, a pitcher, yes. A hitter, maybe not. Well, the swings, I mean, for hitters, the swings, the splits between home and away, and, you know, I mean, no matter what you do as a hitter, if you want accolades, you know, the baseball can be a fairly selfish sport because it's always about your numbers, not about the team as much as it is about your numbers. And so if you come to Coors Field and you rake and you're good, but there's other people that are right there neck and neck with you, those guys go to All-Star games, not you, because you've got Coors Field. I don't know. I just, how interested is he? Is he interested in winning championships? Because if he is, he's not going to sign here.
He got a championship with the Cubbies, maybe. Yeah. He looks at it and says, hey, I'll take a big payday. Come to Colorado. Relaxing place to play. I'll put up huge numbers.
You play in front of big crowds.
Big crowds. Especially when the Cubs come to town.
Big crowd.
Cardinals. Next on the Morning Brew.
We'll hand it to Zeus. He's into the red zone and off to the end zone. Touchdown. Straight ahead run. Just flew right by the South Carolina defense. 22 yards on the touchdown burst by Zamir White.
Georgia Bulldog Radio. College football playoff rankings. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, Cincinnati 4.
Oh, you know the committee did that through clenched teeth.
Yes.
You're right.
And then they're sitting there looking at Oklahoma State 5, Notre Dame 6. They are so desperately rooting for Cincinnati and Oklahoma State to lose
so they can slide Notre Dame up there.
So that Notre Dame, who doesn't have to play in a conference championship game, gets to just sit around and then get elevated.
Get smashed in the first round of the playoffs. Regardless who they are.
So,
if they got the 4, they'd have to play Georgia, right?
Right.
Just get smashed by 45.
So what would you root for? Would you root for that scenario, or would you root for Cincinnati or Oklahoma State to win to keep Notre Dame out? I don't want Notre Dame in there.
I know. I'm rooting. I'm a small school guy. I mean, Cincinnati is a big school compared to where I went. So I want Cincinnati to go in there and ruffle some feathers. I'd love to. Could you imagine if Cincinnati ended up being in and playing Georgia and beating them?
What would the line be on that game?
30.
I was gonna say 24, but okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, come on. Can you imagine that happening? That would be, it'd be the greatest thing ever and the worst thing ever all at the same time. Imagine watching all the fat cats sweat bullets, because now it would be like when the Rockies went to the World Series, and yet every time they were on ESPN, let's introduce you to Colorado.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. That was so funny. It was like the people around ESPN was like, oh, shoot.
Right.
The Rockies are in the World Series.
Right.
And literally for the next week, they did like Colorado Rockies 101.
Right.
To introduce them to the whole nation.
Let's introduce you to baseball in the Rockies. Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you every morning at 6:30. Up next, a lot to react to from the Rockies off-season moves. And the Broncos, is this the week they break through? Do they have to break through in order to impress you? That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. All right. Let's get to the text line, the great 6 a.m. texters. Best of the bunch. See what you got to say. Broncos leftovers from the game on Sunday. Herbert should have had 6 picks. Hairston should be the nickel corner. Fant looked better in the run game. The Broncos actually executed a 4-minute offense to end the game. As an offensive lineman, you had to love that. You guys were so good, great at just getting the ball with 4-6 minutes left in a game, something like that, and then just grind it. TD was the ultimate closer. You guys closed to the point where the other team never got the ball back, and you're taking a knee with about a minute left. When everybody knew you were going to run the ball.
That's when you know you're good at running the ball. When those are the things that you can do, that's when you know you're good at running the ball. When you're in the red zone, and you're churning out four and a half yards of carry when everybody's up in there. That's why it always blows me away when people say, hey man, we got 8 man in the box. We're not going to bang our heads against the wall. We're going to throw it out there in the one-on-one matchups on the outside. Baloney. You got to know how to run the ball when the numbers don't necessarily favor you. That's when you know you're good. And yeah, the Broncos being able to shut it down, 4 minute offense was great. I don't know about the observation of Fan actually being good in the running game.
No, not being won over yet.
I'm just going to say no on that.
Okay. Let's see. I asked the question earlier. What has to happen to the Broncos this week for you, the fan, to be satisfied? It's time to end the streak, for crying out loud. The Chiefs are down. The boogeyman is wounded. There is no victory in losing 12 straight, no matter what it looks like. Aaron in Kentucky. Another one. I think this is from Shaner. They have to win. No ifs, ands, or big Mike Evans buts. I see what you did there. Okay. Hey, only Mark Schlereth gets the body shame me.
That's right.
Chiefs have rolled out of bed for 5 years and put up 30. If this team is legit, if this coaching staff wants support, the time to end the streak is now. Win this game straight up, and I'm fully sucked back in.
Well, I think if you beat the Chiefs, if the Broncos were able to pull off the upset, Mike, can you imagine? I mean, I think there's a lot of the naysayers, a lot of the, I don't like Teddy Bridgewater and blah, 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 all that stuff. Don't you just think that would all fall by the, hey, Teddy Bridgewater made a business to say all that stuff. If you come out here and you win a football game in Kansas City against the Chiefs, they're going to go bananas.
Lando in Longmont. Absolutely, this is a must win. If Vic Fangio is coaching to go 1-0 every week and that everything is right in front of them, then this is a must win. These players and coaches need to be held accountable.
Lando. I think his parents named him Lando after Lando Calrissian.
Probably.
Star Wars fan.
This is the team that has lost to Philadelphia, Cleveland, Washington, and Philly. Hashtag no moral victories. And then this one, little poetic sounding, Captain Barbosa, a.k.a. Justin from Indy. For too long, we've been parched of a win and unable to quench it. Too long, we've been starving for a victory and haven't had one. Broncos fans feel nothing, not the wind on our face, nor the warm feeling of a win against Mahomes. Captain Barbosa.
And it could be Paxton Lynch.
It is pirate sounding.
Read that again. You already lose it?
No, I can get it back. Hold on. Am I supposed to read it? And here, I'll give you.
You read it, and then I'll read it.
And then you read it.
And then I'll repeat
okay.
it.
For too long, we've been parched of a win.
For too long, we've been parched of a win.
And unable to quench it.
And unable to quench it.
Too long, we've been starving for a victory and haven't had one.
Too long, we've been starving for a victory and haven't had one.
Bronco fans feel nothing.
Bronco fans feel nothing.
Not the wind on our face.
Nor the wind on our face.
Nor the warm feeling of a win against Mahomes.
Nor the warm feeling of a woman.
What?
I mean, of the win against Mahomes.
Whoa! Whoa!
Baby,
took a little creative license there, didn't you? Hey, we even got a couple of Rockies texts.
What do you know? Really?
You know that the Rockies are messed up when a work stoppage in baseball sounds better to me than actually watching them play next year.
Yeah, that's not good.
The Rockies use McGregor Plaza the way the city intended them to. They would be able to spend money on players instead of having it be a cash cow for them and their buddies. Place is nice over there.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. I was shocked when I went down there because it used to be all that where you parked.
Right. Right. It was just a giant parking lot.
It was a giant, giant parking lot. And then I went down there for the All-Star because I hadn't been down there in forever. Feel like they just put it up there really, like, I'm not saying they did it willy-nilly, but it feels like it went up really quick.
Look, Dick Monfort is a terrible baseball owner. Terrible baseball owner. Amazing businessman. Amazing businessman. Hey, we got some Broncos breaking news we'll share with you coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.